So I'm joined by Maria Shaw, who's a foster carer. We're in the second week of Foster Care Fortnight. Maria, how did you get into foster caring yourself?
Well, the one reason that we actually went into foster caring was my husband and I met doing voluntary work at a children's hospital before we got married. So we'd sort of always been quite child-centred, I suppose. And my husband had been adopted, and he'd had a really successful adoption, and he wanted to put back something into society that had given him such a good outcome.
And why is being a foster carer so important to you?
Foster caring, is a passion to me and my husband. We've been doing this for 20 years now. We've had so many children come through our home. It's been an absolute enlightening for our children, who've seen that children are not always as fortunate as they are. And we've extended our families through foster caring because we've adopted, we've special guardianship. The children that we've fostered still come back now, years and years later. And it's just been such a lovely experience, really, for us both. And we just feel so passionately that no child should not have a home.
And that leads on to my next question, really, is what makes it so rewarding for you?
I think the rewarding experience is putting, you know, love into a child and giving them security so that they feel that they have a place in life where maybe they haven't had before, and trying to, I don't know how to say it, I suppose, give them hope and put them through their dreams of college and show them that there is a life there for them so they can achieve their dreams if they want to with the right care behind them.
Fantastic. And finally, why would you urge others to be foster carers?
I think it's such a rewarding job to do. Nobody's asking for medals and credits for it. It's just the love you get in your heart from the kids that succeed and just have a place in society, really, and somewhere to come back to even when they've left you, so that they do feel they have a family and they do feel that they have someone to care for them.
And why is Foster Care Fortnight so important?
There are so few foster carers for these children, and especially at this horrible time for us all. And I think people are a little bit scared sometimes to go forward and make the move. But I think it's like any job. Once you learn how it works and you get more successful at it and you get more confident at it, it's not a frightening experience. You have got a huge backup. Obviously, Achieving for Children, that is the society I work for, give you so much backup and so much care as well for the foster carer, not just for the child. You're never on your own. And I think, you know, there's so much training, there's so much positive experiencing around it. And you've just got to try it. You know, you think it's scary. You think bringing someone into your home is going to dislodge your family. I've got four birth children of my own. I've adopted and fostered loads and loads of children. Well, one child I've adopted, sorry. But, you know, I've special guardian. I've gained grandchildren out of this. I've extended my family. And it is a pleasant experience. I think so many people are frightened that all these children in care are horrible children that are going to be nasty and cause problems. And that it just isn't the case. They just need a bit of love and guidance.
Maria, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye.